14, boleh kanan tuan-tuan semua mengantuk. Jadi kita akan ada very short press conference. Yang pertamanya, the main theme was with regard to our party organization and meetings that we must hold until the end of the year. Kena ada mesyuarat agung. Untuk itu kita perlu ada sedikit sebanyak pindaan kepada perlembagaan dalam extraordinary general meeting, dan kita telah susun tarikh-tarikh untuk mesyuarat di cawangan, bahagian dan mesyuarat agung. So I don't want to give the detail, but that was what we propose. We talk and discuss. Secondly, a lot of views are expressed regarding MARA. This reflects public opinion berkenaan dengan MARA ini. Dia sudah jadi satu isu yang sensitif, yang perlu diberi perhatian oleh parti dan juga parti Bersatu dan juga Pakatan Harapan. Saya akan bawa perkara ini kepada menteri-menteri supaya mereka faham betapa pentingnya mereka sensitif terhadap pandangan orang ramai. Kalau kita nak dapat sokongan orang ramai, kita mesti sensitif kepada pendapat mereka. Selain daripada itu, kita cuma membincang tentang beberapa masalah berkaitan dengan pemilikan tanah dan sebagainya. This will appear later on with the action to be taken on this issue. I also reported about my trip to Japan, and where apparently the Japanese believe in bringing up their children to follow certain ethics, and I am the one chosen by them to promote Japanese ethics to the Japanese. But here, of course, we cannot do the same for all the people. But I think it is important that we bring up our children with the proper value system, because what we are seeing today is banyak anak muda kita yang tidak berminat belajar, tidak berminat bekerja, tidak berminat membuat apa-apa. Sebaliknya, mereka lebih berminat dengan jadi mat rempit, dengan macam-macam lagi kegiatan yang tidak membina. So we have to tackle this problem in the education system as well as other means. There is a need for us to create leaders of tomorrow, which means that we may have to train a lot of people to become leaders of our country. Sarawak is interested in, many people in Sarawak are interested to join Parti Pribumi, dan sekarang ini pun sudah ada hampir katanya 30,000 ahli, dan kita akan mengadakan usaha untuk melancarkan parti ini di Sarawak untuk menentukan juga kepimpinan-kepimpinan di Sarawak. Kita terima semua permintaan untuk menjadi ahli Parti Pribumi Tetapi kita nak tentukan supaya tidak ada bertindih berkenaan dengan kepimpinan bahagian-bahagian di Sarawak.
Okay. That's all.
I'm from GG Press. Please, two issues here. Did your cabinet discuss about the minimum wage today? And secondly, did your cabinet discuss about reopen North Korean embassy? To discuss what reopen embassy in North Korea?
The cabinet discussed about minimum wage, but that does not mean that we decided. But minimum wage will be gradually raised, but along with the increase in income or pay, there must also be an increase in productivity, and we have to make sure that productivity follows the increase in the pay, because we don't want to have a high cost of living. On the other hand, if we can't go too rapidly with an increase in minimum pay, because it affects the government, and the government today is not having an easy time trying to raise funds. We have to pay our debts, we have to service our debts, and this is not the right time for us to be giving higher pay for civil servants. So the pay will be increased, the minimum pay will be increased, but it will be gradual. Also, it is important to remember that when you increase the pay, minimum pay, it affects also people who are above the minimum pay. Because the parity, the disparity, or the parity between each group of workers must be maintained. So the above the those who are already receiving the minimum age will also have a pay increase. The other thing is we didn't discuss about the
North Korea.
We didn't discuss, but it is our policy to try and open. Back our embassy there.
When?
We haven't decided.
So the amount of minimum wage decided yet or not?
No, we only established the principle that it cannot be done immediately because the situation of the finances of the government is not so good. Remember, we are the biggest employer because we have 1.6 million people. If you give them $1 pay increase, it will be $12 a year, and it will be 12 times 1.6 million. But if it is more than $1, you can imagine.
Thank you, Daripada Pemani. So, I have to ask about the Fatani situation on Southern Thai. So, the peace talk there has reached a crucial stage, and Malaysia. Apa sambung untuk jadi mediator or they are using the one for?
We have not discussed yet.
Do you know when you're going to discuss it?
We tell you if you remind us.
How is
Tashri
doing and when
will he be back? Well, I went to see him. He's well. But you know, in this kind of disease, the treatment period is very long because he will have, in fact, this. Follow-up treatment. He may be on chemotherapy a little bit. Yeah, Abida. Thank you.